in the nation's capital. We promised you, my old friend, a terrific broadcaster, terrific player, and trash talker. Although our trash is not vulgar trash, it's highly competitive love. I'm so happy that this young man is in the division, that the Eagles are in this division, so that we have this, it's not a major rivalry, but it's a intense little rivalry that gives us the ability to talk a little trash every year, twice a year, and sometimes when we're both good, three times, John Booty. John, welcome home.
Yeah. Hey, good to be home. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, man, I'm good because when they dropped the schedule, I was so glad it was Philly, and I'm glad we're in Philly for the first one.
On a Sunday night, right?
Yeah, man, it's prime time. Yeah, it's prime time. So I don't know what type of team we're going to have. As most cases, you have a hell of a lot of talent, more talent over there in your squad. I don't know how much you know about them. But what's your gut tell you about as both of us go into this offseason, this zone where we'll start getting together for the very first time, trying to formulate these current rosters?
Right. So the Eagles, of course, they have a new offensive coordinator. And this is the 11th one for Hurts. But this offensive coordinator come out of Green Bay. And he has a multiple of offenses. You know, he likes to get everybody involved and get the best out of each player. But everything starts up front. So the offensive line got to get their act together as well. So that's the deal. You know, these OTAs, the drafts and all that, they already know who really is in line to start. But these other guys got to compete in these OTAs and whatnot, put themselves in position to make the squad. Now, they have been there, so they know how to make it happen. Howie Roseman and Sirianni know how to get it together. And so, but I got to tell you, man, this NFC East, I hope it gets back to where it used to be, get back to that year or so ago when the Commanders almost went to the Super Bowl. So that first game is going to be eye-opening and set the tone for the season.
You guys, even when you're really good, Super Bowl quality good, it always seems to be a little bit of bickering in your locker room. Uh-huh. Is it as, and you know as an insider and a guy who's been there, do we build up Philadelphia more about being dysfunctional? Are we jealous? Or is there a problem with one of your wide receivers?
Well, if there's a problem with one of the wide receivers, I understand that he may be traded June 1st. And that's why they went and got a hell of a receiver out of USC, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes people want to build up more because of could be a little bit of jealousy there, because I remember when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, there were fans and media people here in D.C. saying about Brown reading the book on the sideline.
Right.
So he was trying to help his mental, and they were waiting to help him out. But anytime you have a successful team, there's a little bit of dysfunction there, a little bit of infighting. People want to blow it up, especially now since there's social media around. So talking points as a player, as a team, we take care of stuff in-house and let them handle their business outside. As long as we get those W's on Sunday, let's continue to get those W's.
Interesting. John Booty, our guest here, baller, a man who understands both, lives in here, was associated and wore that green, Kelly green and gray and white with the Eagles, part of that great, it's a great brotherhood in Philadelphia, no doubt about it, you guys. I love the way you put it together. I don't know if your quarterback has been, is it fair, or is it just part of being a quarterback in Philly?
Well, anytime you, I play with Randall and Jim McMahon when I was in Philadelphia, even McNabb, Vic, all those guys, you catch it. Because those fans in Philadelphia, they're just so freaking passionate, man. They think they have all the answers, and they want you to play a certain way. I feel like you give up on them, they'll eat your lunch. But at the same time, I like Hurts' tough skin and his mentality, how he approach, how he wants to win, how he wants to win football games. So in Philadelphia, they call the city of brotherly love, but man, goodness gracious, man. If you have any brothers, I had an older brother who almost tried to beat me to death sometime when I was a kid. again, you got to have that thick skin to play quarterback in Philadelphia, or as any player, you know, in Philadelphia. But it, particularly the quarterback position, because the guy, you know, I don't understand. All he does is win. Been in his playoffs all his years as a starter, two Super Bowls and a Super Bowl MVP, but you still want to bash him? I think, you know, I mean, it starts back in Alabama. You're like, man, this guy was something. But you still
it is tough.
Question him?
It is.
His mentality is, his mentality is tough.
This time of the year, anytime we celebrate, it's barbecue, the kicking off. Although, you know, it's been some gray skies and a little water in there, and what we have been doing all weekend is putting together that ultimate plate. When we start thinking about this time of the season and barbecue, whether you're on your way, just got back from one, what is on John Booty's plate at the perfect barbecue?
At the perfect barbecue, man, I love, you know, if I was back home in Texas, those grilling with the big pit out. Man, he got me on the grill now. I get those barbecue ribs, man. Goodness gracious. You get those things just right, and they just melt off you.
So what's on your plate?
On my plate?
So you're a rib guy. Okay, so it's going to be
rib. Guy,
okay.
It's going to be rib, yeah.
All right, then what?
Ribs. And then I love that potato salad. I like that, but not a lot of mayonnaise. I don't like mayonnaise.
Everybody's got to have mustard. Now, this is a special order. Everything's a special order. So if you told me just potato salad and you didn't have any other thing to it, I'd have a hard time believing that you would actually just done it's got to be done your way. Otherwise, it's not
my way.
Yeah.
Right. You got to have a little bit of chopped onion, there's pickles in it and whatnot. Man, that's a little delicious. And those barbecue baked beans, too, man, you know.
Hopefully, you're a baked beans guy. So, the potato salad and baked beans and barbecue ribs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, that's it, man.
That's it. And, so, what is dessert?
Dessert can vary. You can get me some ice cream or some peach cobbler. Which is really good.
Cobbler or?
Yeah. Okay. Or ice cream. Yeah, ice cream.
Okay.
And then if I don't have any
beverage?
Iced tea, I'm going to have me a cold Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We like that. And at that point, you kick your feet up and you're good. Then you know you've done what you're supposed to do.
I've done what I'm supposed to do. As long as I'm my sisters there make the plates for me and whatnot. I kick my foot up and rest a bit. Then I may go for a little stroll afterwards. Go for a walk afterwards. Kinda
okay, but you help me
digest it.
Are you closing your eyes?
Oh yeah,
okay.
I don't mind taking a nap. Those things help. Those help.
that's the exclamation mark on a great meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great meal. And then
put you to sleep.
Before they pop off the fireworks later on.
Put you to sleep. Well, man, I'm good, man. That's beautiful. We're going to do this again after OTAs on both sides.
Okay.
And I know since asking you about something, you see it. And we'll carry on through the summer. And before you know it, we'll be in camp. And then before you know it, it'll be the week of the game. And then before you know it, you'll be apologizing because you just didn't realize
how powerful
the Commanders would be. Yeah, okay, it's cool. Hey, John, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate all you bring to the table. Thank you.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, boss. Okay.
That is John Booty, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. And we appreciate that talent, man. And he's a competitor. I love it, man. Boy, that game we played him, and they scored on the first play of the game, man. You should have seen the look on my face. I was just crushed. First play of the game, Barkley. Wow. But that was then. This is now. And I expect us to be on the good foot without a doubt. I go to the X line, and you guys and gals have been very active on X, Rick Doc Walker on X. Sorry, no underscore, no BTP. Billy, Catfish Billy says, I'm about to fire up and do some burgers and dogs. He says, for the kids. Okay, for the kids. Champion saying, I'm bringing devil eggs, mac and cheese. And boy, them devil eggs. My wife had to remind me of that. She said, did you mention the deviled eggs? I said, you know what? I forgot. And I love deviled eggs. Wow. And this is Eddie Edible Pies. I think that's how he pronounces it. He's talking about making an apple crumble pie. If you're interested, I'll drop it off at the station. Let me know. I got to check with the young fella on that one. This is what food does, man. It's the photo. It just brings us. You notice we've had nothing negative. It's been a couple days. Sports Saturday, Sports Sunday. And then tomorrow, on Memorial Day, I cannot wait to light the microphone up. Because it's on and popping at that point. And we've gone through a lot of food. Big Tony was civil. He's on the grill. He's in his own state of mind when he's on that grill. A lot of you are on that grill. You're doing what you do right now. And it does put you in a place of, you're comfortable. And that backdrop, defining game, whether it's hockey, whether you're on the diamond, pulling for the Curly W's today again. I love it, man. Seeing CJ Abrams back in the ATL. Talk about a homecoming, victorious homecoming is what we want. We want him to have a series edge. And just like the sound of things coming from out from the Nats, man. I just so desperately, you know, if you talk yourself into your state of mind being affected by wins and losses, you can literally do this. And you will be controlled by the outcome of the home teams. Try it sometime. You'd be surprised. Then you got to pull for all your home teams. And if they're above 500, if they're winning more than losing, you're going to feel much better than you will if it's not. And there's nothing worse than just dragging your tail, being at the bottom in almost every category. Who needs that? So the fact that you do have it, I believe this, you have some control over it. We can will our teams into having some, being more fortunate than others if we pull in that way. It's like we got to be pulling together in the same energy. Because sometimes that's what gets the team over. Our home team kind of gets us over it. For those of you new to what we do, we started to cook our starting lineup and with your meats, and we had sides, and you picked your beverage, and of course the desserts, and it's on you. And once a year, Big Tony is medicated and he is able to deal with the public and roll out his grill. A lot of you think all he does is deer. That's just not true. It's just not true. And jerky, he does a lot of it, but he also can burn on the traditional side, and that's what we do. A couple times a year, we'll do this. And he was actually pretty decent on air yesterday. And for him, that's saying a hell of a lot. 1-800-636-1067. Our resident baseball. Let me just call Wesley my diamond enthusiast. That'll be less pressure on him to call him a diamond enthusiast. He's got a full
that
plate.
Works.
He got a little bit of sleep last night. Could have been Wes. I mean, could be sober. You never even know if he closes his night eyes at night. I'm worried about Benjamin, man. I really am worried because you don't know. And he's around BTP more than should be claimed legally healthy. So, shout out to Strobes if he's out there in listening land. What are you most looking forward to today? Results from the Nats or the Spurs?
The Nats.
Nats, yeah, me too.
I got an emotional connection to the Nationals.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, there's
the
opportunity to get above 500 this week.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's important.
Yeah. I mean, they're 26 and 27. Important. Their offense is going off. They obviously with one hitter yesterday against the Braves. Foster Griffin on the mound today. You know, we talked a little bit about him yesterday and today. The Nats
good.
Ace.
Yeah. Good to
and
have
it's,
one.
And it's against the – by record, it's the Braves are the best team in Major League Baseball. You know, obviously your Dodgers are
phenomenal. No. The truth doesn't lie.
Yeah.
Dodgers eke one out, but had one taken from them. I mean, it's – but they're used to it, you know, being the target every night. Most franchises, I mean, you live for that. You want to be – people be afraid of you every night, have reason to be. And they're going through arms. How many arms have they lost already so far? Two?
Well, I know Glasnow has gone down.
I think they're two down. They may end up being six down before it's over, but then they'll be bouncing back.
Let's see right here. Bobby Miller. As well, he's a pitcher. Yeah, so there's a couple guys.
Yeah. Do we really disclose everything we know about pitching and arms and recoveries?
Do we know every are you talking about do we know
Yeah, I mean
the process?
Just think about it. Think about it.
No, we don't because
Thank you.
Because, I mean, you could have the same injury, but the severity of it varies. It's a spectrum. You know, UCL injury.
How many injuries did Dodgers pitching staff endure last season?
But there's also players who keep injuries away. I do. I'm not allowed to say it, but there is a player.
Okay, Wes, are we putting too much pressure on the arm of pitchers? Are we asking pitchers to throw harder than is healthy?
No, these pitchers are out there voluntarily throwing as hard as they can because they have to raise the bar because the hitters are also getting just as
good. This is a steady increase now. I don't ever think it's come down.
No, I mean, there's some pitchers who do a great job throwing 94 miles an hour, and then there's guys who, Paul Skeens, for example, he throws 100. Jacob Mizorowski on the Brewers, he throws 102.
They hit the gun consistently.
And at some point, there will be an injury. I mean, I know there's a player out there right now that's pitching, and he hasn't told the team that he's injured. So it's become an issue.
I remember when Tommy John was a rarity. Now, it's like, he's got the flu.
Yeah, I mean, that was me when I was 18 years old. So, I mean, you're not only was it a rarity, but what's come today is you have high school and college kids getting Tommy John. I had several teammates who had to get Tommy John in college.
Yeah, it's not a death sentence. Yeah, it's not a death sentence. But it is interesting that there's a lot of parents, hopefully, you know, they drop in, they listen. These things happen to our kids and to all of us that grew up with baseball on our mind as the number one sport. And it's just, it's a hazard. It's an occupational hazard. 222 here in the nation's capital, Sports Sunday, Doc Walker. and the multi-talented Wesley. Wesley, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll keep kicking it right here on The Fan. Oh, that food talk. Every break, man, I just go into it thinking, what would be the vegetable, this asparagus, or is it string beans? Is it potato salad? Is it baked beans? And the mac and cheese. And I go to the site, and people are that, you know, they're contributing and throwing in their 2 cents of what they enjoy, what they miss about it. And then edible, is it Eddie Bleep pies? Talking about apple crumble pie. You like apple crumble pie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take some.
I'm trying to recall apple crumble pie. Crumble crust? I'm sure I've had it.
It's,
had it. Sure,
it's got like the apple crumble around the whole pie.
Okay, okay.
It's a covering.
You know, one thing that I didn't think we'd hear about. Of course, I think so. The baked beans, the diced pepper sausages included. Yeah, bingo. Very good. And then barbecue oxtails. Okay. I wonder who told Little that. You think Little came up with that on his own? But that's good. No, he did. I know he didn't. But boy, is that good. Oh, my God. And the tail don't have to be barbecue for me. It just got to be the tail, the oxtail. Wow. Good stuff. I don't know if I've ever hit better topic, better subjects. Have you ever gone on a major holiday and not had a hamburger or a hot dog?
Sorry, say again?
Have you ever gone through a major holiday and not consumed a hamburger or a hot dog?
Yes. Of course.
You've done that. I can't say I've done that. I'd have to really think that through. Not one dog and not one burger.
Yeah, I mean, Memorial Day I probably did ribs or pulled pork sandwiches.
Never touched a hot dog or a hamburger.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure. What about, we got Paulie on the line. What about him? What do you think his answer is?
Oh, 757, man. Come on, man. What are you talking about? He probably got a built-in smoker in his backyard.
Doc, hail to the W, man.
Hail to the W, man. Congratulations.
Oh, it's not over yet. Not over yet, man. Five more games. Five more games.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, man. Five more W's. They playing well, though, man. You know what I mean? They playing very, very well. And it's a team effort. It got to be demoralizing when you hold it. Now, I don't know if you say 30 points is holding the other guy, you know, down, but they didn't let him dominate the game. But it got to be demoralizing when you kind of keep him in check a little bit, but then the supporting cast is on fire. You know, so, man, they're playing some good basketball, man, some good fundamental basketball, man. That's good to see. And you talk about the players being together. What I like seeing the most is the coaches, too, because it's not just Mike Brown over there on the sideline coaching, man. You see Brunson over there at times standing up. He's over there coaching. You see Chris Gent, you know, the assistant coach. You see him out there coaching. So I like how Mike Brown has really made it a collective team unit with the players and the coaches. You know, it's just not a one-man show out there.
I agree.
So I do like seeing that, man. But
no, it's a good story. But I don't see an unhappy ending if it continues with the unselfishness of the Knickerbockers.
Hey, fingers crossed. We'll see, man. Fingers crossed. As far as this food go, man, I stick to the four food groups. That's steak, burgers, dogs, and hot sausages.
Hot chocolate?
Hot sausages.
Oh, hot, yeah, links. Links.
Hot links. Hot links.
Hot
links.
Yeah, link. Yeah.
Hot links, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. Link to me. We can't do none of this without a link. Can't do it.
Hey, listen, and it ain't nothing better than grilled onions. Picking them onions on the grill, too, man.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Hey, nothing better than grilled vegetables on the grill.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, you can get an amen on that one.
Hey, listen, and when you're really having a good time and the spirits is flowing and you got your nice cold beer on a hot day on the cookout and all that, man, you don't even need no bun, no bread, no nothing. Just go pure caveman with the food.
Yeah,
now it's complete the mouth.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Appreciate it, 757. Don't overeat. 1-800-636-1067 is the number, and
we got Wesley. We got toothpick online.
Pick. Part of what we're doing, we're celebrating the efforts that toothpick and his coworkers have done to defend this country, and so we definitely want to make sure you have a good time on this. What's your plate look like, toothpick?
Polly just hit it on the head. Like the plate, you know, you got the ribs, the steak, but the plate not complete until you get that sausage link on there. Until you get that link on there, it's not pulling everything together. You got to have that. You got to have the link. And, you know, Joe the Fan at this point in time, Joe the Fan will be talking about that sausage sandwich for sure.
Oh, no question. His toes will be curled up. Yeah, that sausage sandwich.
Right.
There are a few things that have the flavor of a good link. A good link, man, is just... How do you do
it? It pulls everything together, you know. It helps you sop up some of them beans. You know what I mean? When you got the baked beans, you dip that link in there. It's all good.
Oh,
but
man,
listen. You said it, Doc. Listen, this weekend is about, you know, remembering the people that failed, but also it's also about looking back in the past so we don't repeat the things that got us to go into war in the first place. And I'm not going to get political because that's not what this is, but we got to gear up again, right? We got to gear up to get things right again. So, you know, everybody needs to stay focused. Don't be distracted by, you know, the things that's happening. And, Doc, I appreciate you always, you know, keeping us good. And you was right. We all should have gained 10 pounds off of this weekend right here. But we all should have did it. So,
well, yeah, you should. You have to.
Weekend, Doc.
And especially with the weather. The weather cuts down our movement. So we're going to put on more pounds because you're not moving as much as we'd be moving if we had free flow and it wasn't damp.
Yeah. Well, it's about a good 90-something degrees down here in Texas right now.
Oh, you got no precipitation.
Good weather to y'all.
Oh, my God.
None. We got
90?
None, Doc. We got none.
90?
So, yeah. I'm going to hit the grill. And then we go into the splash part later once the sun starts to set. So that's the plan this way.
Oh, my goodness. Splash park. Okay. Okay. Well, for those of us that can still fit in one of those, what do you call those contraptions, then I say make sure you got to see. Could you see Big Tony? Could he fit in one?
In an inflatable pool. In an inflatable pool. That's against the law, Doc. That's against the law. That's a beach and a whale. You can't do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Appreciate you, toothpick. Have a good one, man. God bless. Be safe. That's not nice. But you know what? If you can't beat up on Big Tony, who can you beat up on? You know? And that'd be a good way for us to go to break here. 2:37 here in the nation's capital. DOC, Wesley, and of course, some people that hopefully you're fooled. You've at least eaten once by now. We'll be back. The beauty about baseball, long season, man. You don't have to rush in. You got to be patient. You got those ebb and flows. You never know how it's going to go. You just got to be ready for anything.
You know, Doc, Well, I know someone who knows a lot about baseball. The youngest in charge.
So do I. I do too, but he's working because they've got a game.
Yeah.
And he's a part of the Nats broadcast. He's also the youngest in charge. I know, we're talking about Toby, right?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about Toby.
The youngest in charge.
Where's Toby? There he is.
Doc, we can't be talking about Linnell if we're saying someone knows something about baseball. Come on now.
Yeah. Who? Who did he say? Oh, you mean BTP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
No, he's not a baseball guy. He's not a baseball guy. But he does know hoops. And if you don't believe me, just ask him. And all kidding aside, we love Nell. What, you know, it's like I'm kind of tied to this stuff. It's stupid. I know it don't make any sense. But I get an adrenaline rush. When my team, local teams win, I feel better. And when they lose, well, just figure it out the opposite. I got a little bump yesterday, and I felt good about it. You're covering this thing like a glove. I like where this team is. I like where they're going. There's a discipline about them that I just feel like this is not like a trend, a fad. This is developing a discipline that they're just going to be able to build on this. And you're much closer than I am, but that's what I feel.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you look at the way that this team is playing right now, no one expected them to be at where they're at right now. A lot of people look at Memorial Day as, you know, the first time you can really check the major league standings and feel like you get an idea of where teams truly are at. And regardless of what happens today, Doc, they're either going to be at 500 or two games under 500 through 54 games. And no one was really expecting them to be in that sort of a spot. So it's been impressive to see. And I don't think if you asked anybody, they would have said, okay, yeah, this team's going to be driven by their offense in terms of not just being a good offense, but one of the best in the sport. And it's hard to argue when you look at the results that that's the case. So now you've had plenty of sample size, 2 months worth of sample size. And so it's not a fluke for them to be able to do this. Will they be the top scoring offense in baseball the entire year? Maybe not. But they're going to be a prolific offense for majority of the season, even if they don't finish at the top of the leaderboard with that. You know, and they're getting better pitching in the month of May. It's been fun to watch, and you know, some of the stuff seems like it's just so simple, and that's the beauty of baseball sometimes, Doc, is just the little things and cleaning up some things and just taking a little bit of a different approach can fix a lot of things, and I think you're seeing that with this Nationals baseball team. You know, over the last couple of years, whenever teams would face the Nats, even when they wouldn't be very good, they would talk about how pesky and frustrating this team could be to play against and how difficult the lineup was. Even if they wouldn't put up a lot of runs, it was just a difficult team to get outs against. I think you combine that now with the same guys mostly being in the lineup, and then you have a better plan and things to help them out, putting them in optimal situations to be successful. So you have a team that's really difficult to get outs against, and now they're put in a better spot and position to be a good hitter, and all of a sudden you end up with one of the best offenses in the sport. So it's been really cool to see. You know, the pitching, it's tough to see Jake Irvin have to go to the injured list, but I thought they were really impressive yesterday with what they were able to do, especially Jake having to sit down for quite some time with a rain delay, then coming back out there, give you five hitless innings was really, really impressive. And, you know, just the one hit, the best team in baseball in the Atlanta Braves with a really good lineup. You know, they're kind of coming back around to look like the Braves we've seen over, you know, their last 5 or 6 years versus what we saw last season for them. So impressive win and a chance to get a series win down in Atlanta. So you got to feel good about where this team's at.
And Toby, I love it. Just CJ Abrams going home. A lot of times you get distracted when you go home. He got even locked in more focused with a nice homecoming, the way he's swinging the bat. You know, it's one thing to proclaim stars. He and Woods are young, but they are exceeding expectations and getting better in the long. I just think the whole new program, everybody thinks new is better. It's not always better. But I just feel like this operation, the skipper, GM, everybody around, they're on the same page, and they're all rowing in the same direction.
Yeah, it's funny, Doc, when I talk about that approach, CJ's one of the main guys that I'm talking about there because, you know, I've had conversations with him. He's, you know, guys have written articles about him. I know Andrew Golden wrote an article about this in the Baltimore Banner about a month ago or so, you know, after he got off to his really good start. And, Doc, it sounds like the simplest approach in baseball history to just say, hey, I'm going to swing at pitches over the middle of the plate and let the pitchers have the ones on the corners. That sounds like the most basic approach of all time, but it's an approach. It's a plan. Yeah. And I don't know that CJ throughout his career has had much of a plan at the plate, and he's implemented that simple plan this season. And when you've got a guy as talented as CJ Abrams is, and he just says, you know what, I'm going to tip my cap if the pitch is on the corner, and I'm going to just try to swing at stuff in the middle of the plate, stuff that I can get the barrel on, stuff that I can do damage on. Literally implementing that simple approach with the talent that he has made him turn into a top three shortstop in the game. You know, he's still got some shortcomings defensively, but at the plate, you can't even argue that this guy is at worst, a top five shortstop in the game. And the way that he's playing this season, offensively, he's a top 2 to 3 shortstop in the game. And so seeing his talent come through, seeing the way that he's been able to be maximized, I mean, he is absolutely incredible to watch. And you're right, going home to Atlanta, he always loves going back to that place. So it's cool to see him hit the home run and then pan in the stands to see his dad. And he's at a lot of games as well. So it's always cool to see when the family's there supporting, being able to be a part of it. It's cool for CJ. I see his dad at quite a few of the home games at Nationals Park. So I know his dad's at a lot of games. James Wood, obviously, his family's in the area, you know, the first family of DC, the Woods, Kenny and Paula Wood, they're at a lot of games. So it's cool to see the family supporting some of the Nationals players at games. But I know it's always special for CJ going back to Atlanta, and cool to see him get going this series once again. And I mean, if he keeps swinging a hot bat, Doc, there's going to be a lot of interesting discussions come the trade deadline, because he'd be a very hot commodity. And I think it'd be tough to see another one of the Nat stars leave. So that'll be an interesting decision that Paul Toboni's going to have to make.
Well, we're lucky we've got you, and we'll be leaning on you as it gets closer. I just love the fact that CJ accepted this new regime when he didn't run out of the box in L.A., and he came back and admitted his faults. I knew then he's buying in. He is a leader. And we appreciate you, man. Can't wait to hear you today. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate it, Doc.
You got it, man. That's the youngest in charge, Toby Altizer. Quick break. And we'll come back and put a bow on this bad boy. Stay with us. Well, Wesley, looks like we've reached that crossroads once again. I'm not unhappy. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of pumped up because I get to put the baton in the hand of the youngest in charge, who's hopefully about to lead us to another victory. And I can never be mad about that.
I think so. But it's been a good last 2 days hanging out.
Yeah, and tomorrow, that's right. You're cutting me loose tomorrow, and you're going to the family retreat, and I get heavy metal. Boy, me and metal, boy, we'll be doing an arm wrestling match tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
It'll be good. That'd be good. I worry about Metal, man, because I know he's somewhere outside right now at a gig. I never see him being I see him always work grinding, getting it done. So you like the Nats today?
I do.
Are we all on the same page?
Yep. I think they're going to take the dub today. Curl the W.
But why do you think that? What supports that?
Foster Griffin. He's gonna have a bounce back game from his last performance.
I'm holding you to that. I expect a lot of you in baseball. I'm holding you to a high standard. But the preview of this is coming your way now. The youngest in charge, Toby Altizer, about to take you all the way up to first pitch. It's going to be a beautiful thing. I look forward to checking it out.
It's going to be good.
It's
going to be a good game. Everyone should tune in. Listen to Dave Jagler and Charlie Slows on this channel.
I second that. Do it. And you know what? If you got a drumstick in your hand or a piece of sweet potato pie, it's okay. Yeah. Enjoy it. Go Nats. Get it done. All right, Toby. Peace.